Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as joining us on the line now is the head football coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Logan Willard, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, thanks for having us, Quinn.
So as we take a look here at your team coming into the preseason part of the football calendar, obviously you've had a few months to handle summer workouts. I know you guys went down to a camp at Simpson College, and it sounded like there were some good things that came out of that camp as well. And just overall with where this team was before they started with summer workouts and to where they are now, just what are some things you and the staff are excited to see and some things that you're ready to see from this group here as we get into camp and preseason practice?
Yeah, well, the one thing, you know, we're really noticing we haven't quite had in the past is we actually have a full group of seniors that have been through the program, you know, since seventh grade. And so it's actually kind of been really nice to see them kind of take over as a leadership role and kind of be able to start, you know, further down the road than we typically would be when you're in summer workouts and installs. So been really encouraged by that and their leadership and the maturity that they've kind of attacked the off season with going into camp. So that's been a big standout for us.
And taking a look at the offensive side of the football, you got a lot of key pieces coming back from last year's squad. You bring back your quarterback and Adrian Whipple, who was really a threat to either throw or run. He really showed that off quite a bit throughout the season. Your fullback, which is kind of the bell cow of that triple option offense you run, Trenton Robinson's back after an 850-yard year a year ago. Gavin Peterson is an X-factor every time he touches the football out wide. An offensive line unit that's another year older as well, that's got some key pieces that are back from last year too. And just looking at what this offense might be able to accomplish, you know, what are some things that you and the staff are looking for in terms of what they can accomplish and maybe who you guys are watching for personnel wise?
Yeah, I mean, of course those names you mentioned are huge for us and expecting a ton out of them this year. And like you said, Adrian's kind of a dual threat, and Trenton will be our heartbeat. And then, you know, I think teams are going to have to pick. Are they going to fill the box and try to stop Robinson, or are they going to be able to put somebody over top to stop Peterson? I think we're just, like I said, with the seniors and then the leadership that we have and their exposure to varsity football the last few years, I mean, really excited to see what they can do. But that being said, I think we're in the best district in the state. And, you know, we put Clarion and South Hardin and Grundy Center in there, and we got our hands full. And so it's time to just go out and see if we can take care of business. But, you know, personnel-wise, those teams, they have some really nice pieces that, you know, have a lot of varsity football experience and big senior classes as well. So.
And looking at the defensive side of the football, maybe a little bit more to replace on the defensive side. You lose a guy who was really your heartbeat defensively a year ago, and Hayden Schaefer had an all-state caliber season at linebacker. But again, you bring back the guys we mentioned, Adrian Whipple, Gavin Peterson, Trenton Robinson, Dylan Terwilliger's back after a really nice year defensive back. Cam Sisson's another year older as well. Kyler Sisson and Keegan Eisentrigger are two young guys that I think a lot of people are names people probably are going to be looking out for. Arturo Reyna Salazar as well, Christian Schell. I mean, there's still quite a bit coming back on this defensive unit. And what are some things that you are looking to see out of that unit here throughout the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go as Arturo, you know, Reyna Salazar goes, as you mentioned. I mean, he's kind of our guy and calls a shot for us on defense. But I'm really looking for, you know, Keegan and Kyler Sisson to step up and kind of fill those shoes, like you'd mentioned. And we have a Tyler Olish on the defense now too. And all of them had a really good camp. And you never know the mentality or the physicality you're going to get out of those young guys early, but man, they're about it and they're willing. So I'm just really excited to continue to see that develop. And as they step into that role with this, you know, nice senior led group around them, I'm really thinking they're going to excel. So,
and as we take a look here at the schedule, at least to kind of open things up this year, you got the scrimmage with Webster City. That's been a good thing you guys have had going the last couple of years. This year at Webster City on the 21st, 28th, you open up with a home matchup with Lake Mills, a game you guys won on the road last year, but obviously a new year, different look you'll probably get from the Bulldogs. But just looking at you know, the first couple weeks with the scrimmage and in the first game compared to where we are now here at the start of camp? What are some things that you and the staff are looking to see from your team here between the time period of now to when those first that scrimmage and that first game come about?
Yeah, just continue and develop. And like I said, we're further along than we've ever been. And so I guess the challenge there is, like, how far can you take that? You know, how much can you put out there, you know, to make district teams kind of take a look at? And then honestly, too, just can we go out and be the better team and execute our stuff? You know, I know it's cliche to, you know, obviously there's opponent across the ball from us, but our big problem in the past has just been getting in our own way, and we got to get out of our own way in order to have the success that we, you know, think we can have. But nothing's guaranteed. We got to keep working at that, but that's what I'm looking forward to most. Can we just go out and be who we want to be for once and kind of get out of our own way?
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the preseason practice slate and with the first set of scrimmages and games coming up at the end of the month.
Thanks, Quinn.
Yep, that was Logan Willard, the head football coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We wrap up our program with Roland Story Coach Matt Finn next here on 95.7 FM.